Radio Global Link.
Governance expert concerned with Bill 7 ruling in Palais. 43 people die in road traffic accidents during the long weekend. And Trump promises West African leaders a pivot to trade. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over a ruling by Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, which suggests that no external arm of government, including the judiciary, has the authority to interfere in the internal affairs of Parliament, indicating that the deferred Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 could be brought back to the House if necessary, despite the court's ruling on the matter. On Tuesday, Ms. Muti informed Parliament that the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 can be reintroduced if the sponsor of the bill, Minister of Justice Princess Kasune, chooses to do so following the bill's earlier deferment for further consultations. But speaking in an interview with RCB News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda described the Speaker's ruling as undemocratic, arguing that it undermines the guidance given both by the President and the Constitutional Court regarding the deferment of the amendment process. Zambians are the true custodians of the Constitution, and Ms. Muti cannot simply override a ruling made by the Constitutional Court, said Mr. Mianda. He stressed the importance of respecting and upholding the court's guidance to ensure the deferment achieves its intended purpose, adding that the Constitution is not the property of a single individual or institution, but belongs to every Zambian. Mr. Mianda further urged the UPND government to avoid rushing the Constitution amendment process, warning that doing so could fuel public speculation.
There's no point. All we are saying as Zambians is we still appreciate the deferment of the same, to allow for more or broader consultation from members of the public, meaning to say the process should be allowed, should be given, ample time for more broader consultation from members of the public. Let people actually do their submission. Let all stakeholders concerned get involved, because this is not one man's show. It is everyone's show.
The Girls Brigade Zambia, a Christian-based organization, has described the surge in sex videos, mostly involving young girls, circulating across social media platforms as a result of growing impact of poverty and broken homes. The organization warns that these systematic social issues are driving girls and young women into dangerous illicit activities, which not only puts their dignity and future at risk, but also reflects deeper social issues that require a holistic response. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Girls Brigade President Eunice Chirwa noted that many young people are vulnerable due to economic hardship and unstable family structures. These conditions push them into risky behavior as a way of survival, and some are coerced into filming explicit content for money or peer validation without fully understanding the long-term damage, said Ms. Chilwa. Ms. Chilwa stressed that increased digital access, when not matched with proper education and supervision, can be dangerous, stating that what is shared online lasts forever and can haunt the girls for the rest of their lives. She also said there is need for a comprehensive approach that includes increased sensitization on the dangers of engaging in illicit activities, especially when recorded and circulated on digital platforms. Ms. Chilwa has urged stakeholders, including schools, churches and community groups, to intensify awareness campaigns tailored to the realities young people face today, emphasizing the importance of involving the youth in planning and designing programs aimed at protecting them.
So you find that girls are lured into such type of behavior because of the poverty levels. And someone will only promise to give them something if they engage in sexual activities. And in the process, they may not even know that they are being filmed. So they just find themselves trending on social media. And then also the other thing could be the peer pressure. There is so much peer pressure, especially in colleges. We have some girls are coming from broken homes. They have.
The Zambia Police Service has revealed that 43 people lost their lives in road traffic accidents across the country during the Heroes and Unity holiday period. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha said a total of 345 road traffic accidents were recorded over the two-day holidays, with 29 classified as fatal, resulting in 43 deaths and 46 serious injuries. Ms. Kaitisha further noted that 86 accidents were recorded as minor injury cases, in which 117 people sustained slight injuries, while 184 incidents involved property damage only. Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents with 141, followed by the Copper Belt with 46, while Muchinga province recorded the lowest with just 8 accidents, said Ms. Kaitisha in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. She added that a total of 915,955 kwacha was collected in admission of guilty fines during the long weekend. Ms. Kaitisha emphasized that most of the accidents were due to human error and low compliance with traffic regulations, which continue to pose a serious concern on Zambia's roads.
A total amount of 915,955 kwacha was collected as admission of duty fine during the long weekend. In 2024, during the same period, police collected 694,815 kwacha as admission of guilty fine. Most of the road traffic accidents recorded were attributed to low compliance with traffic and human error remain critical issues.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mulenga, has hailed the launch of StanPay, Stanbic Bank's new merchant payment solution, as a significant milestone in advancing financial inclusion and accelerating the shift toward a cashless economy in Zambia. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulenga described StanPay as a timely and transformative innovation that will empower micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, by offering cardless and cost-effective payment options. Mr. Mulenga noted that digital platforms like StanPay are critical in lowering the cost of doing business, facilitating regional trade and strengthening collaboration between the public and private sectors. He cited the upcoming partnership between Stanbic Bank and Sigret as promising example of such synergy. Technological advancement is key to positioning Zambia as a regional trade hub, and digital payment solutions are aligned with government's broader strategy to unlock the private sector's full potential and grow the national economy, said Mr. Mulenga. He further emphasized government's strong support for digital innovations that bridge the financial gap for the unbanked, foster broader participation in the economy, and promote inclusive economic development.
Our geographical position as a country is amazing. Long gone are days when we used to cry to say we are a landlocked country. We're a land-licked country, and we are in the center of the Southern Africa and part of Central Africa. So our neighbors should leverage on our geographical position. And Stanbic Bank, Sigret, we are happy that you are doing this, that many other countries now in the region can learn from themselves. We hope, and I believe, that what you are launching here today will not only be a service that we will access within our borders, but it should be extended also in other countries.
In African news, President Donald Trump promised West African leaders a pivot from aid to trade during a White House meeting on Wednesday. Trump said he sees great economic potential in Africa as the leaders of Liberia, Senegal, Gabon, Mauritania and Guinea-Bissau boasted of their country's natural resources and heaped praise on the U.S. president, including their thanks for his help in settling a long-running conflict between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Trump described the nations represented at the meetings as all very vibrant places with very valuable land, great minerals and great oil deposits. Coming up shortly, deadly new Russian drone and missile attack hits Kyiv. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and